Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me in your glory. I never want to leave your glory. Healing in your glory. Never wanna leave your side. Can y'all help me say?
Never wanna leave your side.
Listen. I don't wanna be without you. I don't wanna be without you. I don't wanna be without you. I never wanna leave your side. Come on, say I don't wanna be without you. All the glory. Of your presence.
Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm here today excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. Ask him to keep you in his glory, keep you in his presence. I'm going to play the rest of the music, and I will be right back with you so we can tap into what God is doing.
Bless his name.
want to welcome you to Kingdom Builders, where God is getting not just some of the glory, but he's getting all of the glory, where thou kingdom come. And guess what? You can come to God just as you are, and you will not leave the same. This is the will of the Father. Tonight we're going to be talking about the prayer of agreement, the key to receiving. You know, we talk about praying and we talk about interceding and we talk about being in God's presence and getting his hand, and, you know, even some of us talk about getting the heart of God, like David. David was a man, what, after God's own heart. So when the word says after his heart, when you after something, I believe that you're seeking the heart of God, that you're seeking, chasing something. Well, the prayer of agreement, we have to chase prayers of agreement. We have to get in agreement with others. We have to be, when we begin to pray, we have to pray and not doubt. But I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer and even cover those that are on the line. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful Saturday that you've given us. We thank you that you have caused us, Lord God, to rest and wake up in our right mind. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have caused us to seek truth and righteousness. Father, we thank you that every yoke is broke because of the anointing that we have on our life. Father, we thank you that we're able to press into things of the kingdom. Father, I ask you as we go forth that you will cover those that are on the line, those that are on the internet, the phone lines, and even those that are on Skype. Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus. As the word of God go forth, Father, keep them covered. Let their ears be open so that they can receive what you're saying unto the church. Father, I ask this blessing in Jesus' holy, matchless, mighty name, and glory to God. Glory to God. You know, when God is doing something in your life, nothing leaves heaven until something is prayed on earth. Isn't that a powerful authority to have? The prayer of agreement. I'm going to ask you to get your Bibles out tonight and turn to Matthew. We're going to start with Matthew 18 and 19. And the word of God says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything that you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Verse 20 says, where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. This is the NIV version. And I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. These are key scriptures. You know, there's no lack in God. And if we apply these principles, then God will honor his word. God does honor his word. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and it reads, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Wow. You know, to me, all the answers is right there. All of the need is right there. See, prayer is an awesome force. because God answers prayers. But the prayer of agreement has the greatest potential in our world. See, no wonder Satan, he fight against it so hard, the prayer of agreement. There are needs that the whole church ought to come together to be praying in unison, in unity. And we need to just pray the prayer of faith. The Bible says the prayer of faith will heal the sick, the prayer of agreement. God said anything that we ask for in his name, it shall be done. Now, of course, we have the mind of God because we have the word of God and we know what God's will is because the word of God is his last will and testament. So we already know the heart of God because we got the word of God. So we begin to embrace the word of God, and when the word of God is embraced in our spirits, that's what we pray, because that's what we know, that's what we have. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So what's in your heart, you're going to speak it. So when we get the word of God in our heart, we're going to speak it. The prayer of agreement will break the enemy's back. It would also break persecution of Christians and persecution of the lost. It would even allow missionary work to be pursued. You know, I don't want to concern myself with things that we can change in the natural. But my concern is encouraging God's people to pray the prayer of agreement. Because, see, the enemy comes to destroy unity. And he comes to destroy unity, and he uses weapons. Like, he'll lie, he'll steal, he'll kill, and he will destroy. He will lie, he will kill, he will steal, and he will destroy. And if we're not careful, if we're not in the word of God, we'll fall for the trap of the enemy against unity, the prayer of agreement. You know, in Matthew 18:1, the Bible says, at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humble himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever welcome a little child like this in my name, welcome me. But if anyone calls one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depth, in the deep of the sea. You know, and the word of God goes on and on about the prayer of agreement. And I'll tell you that when we understand the power in the prayer of agreement, listen to this. How do we receive the prayer of agreement? How do we receive it? We just agree. We just agree with the prayer. The prayer of agreement is powerful. And sometimes we can just misuse the prayer of agreement. If you don't have a prayer partner, if you don't have someone, I mean, you know, we have prayers going on the internet, on the lines, in churches, but you need a prayer partner. You need someone that you can join up together with join up together with that person, someone with kindred spirit, and you get together and you two pray together, and you're blessed if you have a third person that will join in with you in the prayer of agreement. Because when situations happen, we want to be able to get into that prayer mode. We want to be able to call that prayer partner up, or those prayer partners, and tap in. Tap right in. It's a powerful, powerful weapon. Listen what the word says. Listen to this. This is powerful. Truly I say to you. And so if he's saying, this word is directly to you, it's directly to myself. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Do you believe the word is true? Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything they may ask, it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. For where two and three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. That's Matthew 18. I read verse 18 and through 20. So two teachings or one. See, at first you might think, why is he bringing up two separate biblical teachings, binding and loosing, and the prayer of agreement? For many, if not most, biblical scholars, you know, we treat these as two separate subjects. But if we are to understand the true power of this prayer of agreement, this question must be answered first. So which one is it? What's the question? Is it one subject or two subjects? Is it one teaching or two teachings? I want you to read the scripture above. I want you to read what I just said very carefully and just read it to yourself. And what do you think? See, I believe this is one. It's one subject. It's one teaching. And I tell you how we know that this is a moment, one teaching. But why is it important? It's important that we understand that this teaching is, it works together. It goes together. I want you to listen to this. Look at Matthew's, turn to 16 and verse 19. Matthew 16, verse 19. I pray that you have your Bibles out, that you're able to search the scriptures to get an understanding, because once we get that understanding for ourselves, it's now in our spirit. And then we can begin to convey the truth to others. Listen what it says. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Listen. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. See, now Jesus in this verse, he's giving the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, I want you to pay particular attention to the plural form. See, he says keys. He didn't say key. So keys meaning what? More than one. And to be, and yes, to be sure, binding and loosening is a key to the kingdom of heaven. Now, what does this have to do with the prayer of agreement? I'm glad you asked, and I'm going to share it with you. I want you to go back to our original reference scripture. And I want you to read, again, Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. And I want you to get this in your spirit, because once we have a key to a door, or the keys to a kingdom, or the keys, we can get in. See, first he gives the principle of binding and loosening, and then he described the power of the prayer of agreement. He used the word, what, again. He starts the sentence, and now I say, he said, again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that you or they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Now the word again is joining these two thoughts. You see, Jesus is telling us that he is asking about the same thing. Now these are the keys to the kingdom. Now I believe the rest is pretty simple, but if we follow his direction, and that is, if we want anything bound or loose, we need to get in agreement with someone and ask the Father in my name. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, how do we ask and agree on what we're binding and loosening? See, now it says it in verse 20. The next verse, which is 20, it tells us how. What did he say? In my name. For where two or three gather together in my name. Listen. He said, there I am in their midst. Wow. Now, if you believe the word of God, and he said, I'm there. In the midst, the power of the prayers of agreement. There's power. The power of the prayer of agreement is unlocked only when we realize that is really what gives us the keys. That's all we need is the prayer of agreement to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. As we follow Jesus' instructions on how to use it, see, it is a key to the kingdom. To be used in conjunction with binding and loosening in his name. And I want you to get what I'm saying. When these elements are put together as Jesus intended for them to be, we have this entire backing of heaven. Heaven backs us up. Heaven backs up our prayers. The Word backs up our prayers. God backs up our prayers when we follow the principle. So that's why it's so important that we pray the prayer of agreement. So we can't be praying with just anybody, because they may not agree with your prayers. So the prayer of agreement, the prayer of agreement is what we're looking for. We're looking to pray the prayer of agreement in the name of Jesus. So these elements are put together as Jesus intended for them to be, and we have heaven backing us up And for this, the promises of Jesus, the promises of the Word, the promises of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, God Himself, His Word, it shall be done. It shall be done. We don't have to pray amiss. So we don't have to be spinning our wheels praying with 20, 30, 40 people. We can get two or three. Putting it all together. So let's go through. We're going to go through the steps as Jesus has taught us to do and how to apply the keys to the kingdom through the prayer of agreement. I'm going to play a portion of a song. And I want you to be blessed with the words of this song. And I'm going to be right back to finish the teaching. But Jesus is at the center of all of this. He's the center. And we have to make Him the center. Be blessed with the music, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
We worship You this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been You, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been You.
tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Begin to tell Jesus he's the center. It's all about him. And when we begin to tell Jesus it's all about him, he began to move. When we deny ourselves and follow him, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. So when we tell him he's the center and it's all about him, we begin to start seeing the manifestations of the things that we are in prayer for. And I just thank God because I understand how important it is to have someone to agree with you in prayer. So I encourage everyone on the line, get someone in your city, someone at your church, someone in your neighborhood. Get someone that's tangible. Ask God to lead you to someone that you can be in the prayer of agreement with. Oh, yes, you can. They can be afar, but it's always good when you need to be in the midst of someone, when you need to cry, when you need to laugh, when you need to praise God, when you need to dance, when you need to just talk about what God is doing. Get you a prayer partner. Be on the lookout for someone to be your prayer partner. Now, I said I was going to talk about how to put it all together. How to apply the keys to the kingdom through prayer, through the prayer of agreement. You know, and thank you, Holy Spirit, there's a difference between praying and praying the prayer of agreement. We can pray all day, but when the prayer of agreement comes forth, that's that unity. When Jesus said, as I go, he said, me and my Father, we're one. And that same oneness is what he wants us to have with one another and to have with him. So let's just go through the steps as Jesus was teaching in the scripture to see how to apply the keys. Now, first, let me say Christians have become claiming, you know, sometimes we'll claim a healing. But we know it's Jesus. It is Jesus' will for our life. For it's scriptural. And it's part of what he died for on the cross. And I'll give you some reference scriptures. Write down Isaiah 53:5. And again, write down 1 Peter 2:24. Therefore, we have faith that, you know, I'm giving you the scriptures so you can read it and the word will line up with what I'm saying. Precept on precept, concept on concept, so that you can have faith that this is so, what I'm saying. See, you can't do it alone. In prayer. Yes, we can pray. Don't get me wrong. But what did Jesus say? He said we're two or three. He didn't say we're one or half of one. He said we're two or three. So we're talking about the two or three. So this requires a prayer partner. Yes, that's right. There's no success. There is no success when you have a long ranger spirit operating in the kingdom of God. You know, I find a lot of intercessors have that long ranger spirit where they, you know, get to the point where they'll believe it's something that they've done. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. And I bind up every long range of spirit in the name of Jesus that's operating in the kingdom of God. You know, if there's nothing else out of this teaching alone, it tells us two or three. So we agree, we get in agreement with someone. We get into the faith fight together. And that healing or breakthroughs, or strongholds. Healing can come forth. Breakthroughs can come. Strongholds can be destroyed because of the anointing. It's not hard if we follow the principle. The enemy wants us to struggle. He wants us to wonder what's wrong. Where did I miss it? Follow the principles. You know, on Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, what did she say? Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the principles. They always work. We don't have to go on tangents, going this way and that way. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the principles of the word. So we get in agreement with someone, and we stand in faith for that. And according to his will. So we don't want to be praying this old crazy stuff. We want to pray what's in the will of God. So we have to have scripture-based. Everything should be scripture-based. We should know that it's the will of the Father. So we ain't praying that he leave his wife or she leave her husband. Or we're not praying that crazy stuff. We're praying God's will. And when we pray God's will and we follow the principles and we can lay hold to that claim, we lay claim to it as we ask in faith. we lay claim to it as we would pick up something that's already ours, that already belonged to us, as Jesus tell us that it's already done. So when we pray, we can't doubt. And I don't care how long it takes. Don't matter how long it takes. You claim it. You keep believing it in faith, and the manifestation will come. So when we come into an agreement with someone, it's vital that we choose wisely who we pray with, our prayer partner. But yet now, just ask the Lord to lead you to the person or persons to pray with and to get into agreement with. For if that person doesn't truly agree and they can't agree with something and they don't have the faith in it, then there's no prayer of agreement. You know, the principles, it will not be effective because guess what? It's not in effect. So yes, it takes two or more to agree, and they must believe to agree. They can't be wishy-washy. You know, we used to say it can't be two-faced. Face in the front and face in the back. Don't know where they're going. It's like somebody slew-footed. And they one foot going this way and the other foot going that way. And when you're standing there, you can't tell which way they're going. Mm-mm. They have to be in agreement. They have to know where they're headed. They have to know what they believe. They have to know. They have to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Word of God. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord to let you know that it is so. Now understand, some things when we come into agreement faithfully with someone, you are loosening the blessings of heaven to bring the manifestation of God's word to pass. So when you come into agreement, you're loosening the blessing of heaven to bring the manifestation of God's word. So I want you to use this key to the kingdom to first bind up Satan and his work, bind up sickness, bind up disease, bind up joblessness, bind up those things that are the work of the enemy. And just as it is, the order in God's word, bind or loose what needs to be bound up or loosed. And then come into agreement with a faithful sister, a faithful brother, a faithful Christian that believe the word of God as the truth that it is. And watch, I guarantee you, the blessings of God will come to pass. Just say to the Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. No matter what's done to you, no matter what's said about you, no matter what the enemy has lied on you about, ask God to create in you a clean heart. Because sometimes when the enemy attacks you or attack me or attack us, sometimes we don't realize that we are building up aughts against the person that the enemy used. And we don't realize that when we hear their name, it just gives us this nasty, sour taste. So now the enemy has caused us to have our hearts not clean. So daily, we just ask God, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew the right spirit within me. cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Be forgiving. The Bible says that if we don't forgive when we pray, our Father in heaven will not forgive us. So we have to forgive. We have to forgive when we're praying. We just have to walk in a lifestyle of forgiveness. Because what? Nothing else matters. Because Jesus is the center. Jesus is the center of everything that we're doing. And what we're praying become a reality in the natural when we appropriate the principles that Jesus has given us in the scripture here. And yes, the prayer of agreement in conjunction with binding and loosening are the keys to the kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, above all names, there's no name greater than the name of Jesus. And then when we come into agreement, the truth is you can watch and see the guaranteed blessings of God come to pass. They're coming to pass. They're coming to pass. So there's keys, and on next week, okay, on the first Sunday, on the first Saturday, we have Brother James Brown. He's doing the first Saturdays of every month. Are you an asset or a liability? So he will be on next Saturday. But that following Saturday, which would be the second Saturday, I believe I'll be back with you with the 12 keys to effective prayer for believers in Jesus Christ. So there's keys to the kingdom that we have already been given. And all we have to do is agree. Agree on earth. Agree with the word. And I'm so excited. Because you know what? I understand that the power of agreement, the power of agreement changes things. It changes your mindset, changes the atmosphere. And you know what? Now, God will shift you from glory to glory. And there will be a peace upon you that surpasses all understanding. So we cannot afford to not stay focused. We must stay focused on the prayer of agreement as intercessors, as prayer warriors. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree on anything you ask for, it may be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Listen, he said, I am with you. Can you imagine? He said, I'm with you. And as we ask the Spirit to lead us into all truth about agreeing prayer, we ask him to teach us the answers. We ask them to give us the solutions. We ask them for strategies, for wisdom, for the manifold blessings. What does it mean to agree? What does it mean? And I'm going to tell you, when you're in agreement, there's such a serenity. There's such a peace that will come upon you. You know, sometimes just agree. Just agree. You know, if somebody asks you to pray with them and it lines up with the word of God, agree. Just agree. You know, God will show you what to be in the prayer of agreement about. And I want to encourage you in the Lord to let you understand that when you can do this, that mountain that's been in your way, you reclaim the mountain. Oh, yes. You can reclaim the mountain. And I'm going to play that song. Reclaim your mountain. Take it back. Take back what the enemy has stolen. Take it back. Just take it back. Every morning, just do your warfare battle and take it back. Create your atmosphere. Create your day. Create your destiny with the word of God. Command your morning. And I'll tell you what, when you begin to command your morning, you will create your days and create your months, your years. Day by day is a process. I'm going to play Reclaim Your Mountain. As you pray the prayer of agreement, as you get into the faith fight, as you bind and loose, reclaim your mountain. Because guess what? The blessings are coming. They're coming, they're coming, they're going to overtake you.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, let's see, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you feel the courage
of God?
Now's the time. Now's the time to put on your armor. Now's the time to stand
against the
God.
Can you hear?
Thank you.
being called for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the presence of the Lord be released as we lift up the cry in this house. Somebody shout glory to God and bless him. Father, tonight we loose the angel to go into the heavenly places and begin to pull down strongholds as we reclaim all that comes before us. We lift it up. We say, can't you hear the sound? It's a warrior's sound. Can you hear your faith? Can't you hear the sound? There's a warrior's sound. Let me hear you say. Can't you hear the sound? There's a battle sound. Let me hear you say. Can't you hear the sound? It's a warrior's sound. Let me hear you say.
Want to use you. He want to use you in prayer. He want you to be able to fight. Shabbat the Lord. There's a warfare cry that pierces the atmosphere, that shifts things around. When you're tired and you're sick and tired of being tired, and you begin to Shabbat the Lord, you pierce heaven with your faith. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I am excited. Because I understand that life is such a blessing during this season that God has granted you life. Get those prayers in. Bank them up in heaven. For when your seed is here on earth, those prayers will be stored up. Pray for your family. Pray for them in opposed to talking about them. Because when you talk about them, what happens is you're planting seeds into what already is. So plant seeds in what you expect, what you desire for them. And I'll tell you what, those giants, they'll fall down. I feel a praise in my belly. Those giants will fall down. Just tell the giant, they may be big, but they'll come down. You know what David did? What happened? He said, you uncircumcised Philistine. You can tell your issue, your problem, your situation. Call it an uncircumcised Philistine. Tell that issue that you're coming down. And in the midst of you doing that, just know, I don't know, I just feel a praise in my belly. Praise God.
I can tell you, it's coming down, it's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here. Come on, God. Let's sing it like we're back in the 80s.
And you begin to tell those giants that they're coming down. Walk around the Jericho wall. Walk around your house, your apartment, your place, your job. Stand on the word. And those giants will fall. Let God arise. You know, and then I'm going to say this before we end the broadcast. When you begin to speak to your giants, when you begin to command those giants to fall, have the courage to command the giant to fall. When you can see the head of the giant in your hand, then God will arise. Rabbi, he gets the glory because of your faith. Because they'll bring and break strongholds. When you begin to pray and believe God, and I'll tell you what, the King of Glory, he'll come into your situation. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited when I get off the line. I know I have to get my praise on. But I'll tell you one thing. They will die. They won't last always. Don't allow them to take the course and make the course of your day. You make the course of their days. Let the King of Glory come in. Let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God lead you. Let the peace of God direct you. And I'll tell you what, you'll see all kind of giants falling down. You'll see miracles. And I'll tell you, when that happens, you'll begin to say, I love you, Lord. And the more you see the giants falling, you can begin to say, I love you, Lord. Because he's doing it. He's doing the work. He's doing the work. And we just praise God for that. And I'm going to end the broadcast with, glory to God, to whom all glory is due. We thank you for joining in tonight on the teaching of the prayer of agreement. There's power in agreement and unity and oneness. That one sound, we can all be praying, and we can all be praying the same thing. And we began to see God move and rule because of the prayer of agreement. And know how important it is to have the prayer of agreement. You don't want to be praying different things. And when you get your prayer partner and you get in that faith fight and you start seeing the manifestation of things come forth, binding and loosing, follow the principles that I gave you today, tonight, this evening, and you're going to see manifestations. And on ending the broadcast, you know, I just want to tell the Lord I love him. I love you, Lord. You know, I love chasing the heart of God. I love to get in worship. And I love to hear the voice of God, so I can get his direction, so I can get the mind of Christ, so I can go up on the course of my day. So again, I'm going to play this last song, and I pray that you've been blessed this evening. I pray that you can go back into archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/KingdomBuildersInternational, and you can listen to the broadcast again. And if you would like to contact us, you can contact us at area code 312-574-0212. Again, that number is 312-574-0212. And if you want to sow into Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, you can sow into the mission that God has given us. Give us a call. And I'll tell you one thing. You will be sowing into good ground. As we sow into the lives of God people, when we sow into God's word and God's people, that's the way we tell the Lord that we love him. It's not what we say, but it's what we do. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to play this song. It's instrumental. And I just want you to be blessed. Let the meditation of your heart be acceptable. I'll tell you what, as you meditate, get a revelation on what God is telling you to do behind this teaching. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us, Father, to go forth with your word. And we just bless you this evening. We bless you, Father. We bless your name. We bless you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just plead the uncorruptible blood of Jesus over everyone on this line, over our families and everything that belong to us. And I ask for giant warring angels to be loosed from heaven to surround and protect us. As your war club and the weapons of war, I break down, I blow up all the walls of protection around any witches, any warlocks, any wizards, anything that's against your word, anything that's against your will for our life. And I loose right now the will of God over everyone on this line. And I thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus is protecting us. And Father, I pray that that there's no lost souls at the sound of my voice. Let the light of your Son, Jesus, be upon us. In the name of Jesus, fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide our hearts, Lord Jesus, so that we may be set free from any area of bondage. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and glory to God. I want you to be blessed with I Love the Lord. And on next Saturday, Brother James Brown will be teaching, same time, same place. Are you a liability or asset to the kingdom of God? He's on the line every first Saturday. So join in with him. Be a blessing. And the other three Saturdays, I'll be with you. So we're building up the internet radio station, and I want to encourage you. Join in with us at 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to try to fill every night. So it'll be some kind of teaching going forth. So it'll be something to be a blessing to you. So God bless you. We love you. And we pray that your heart is at peace. And that your evening is supernaturally touched by heaven. God bless you. And good night. Thank you.